escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Peter Jeff Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're coming to you live from training camp, as we do every year at this time. But Von Miller, future Hall of Famer, was talking to the media. Let's go out and take a listen.
15th year in the league. It never gets old, especially, you know, being out of work for 4 months. You know, perspective kind of changes a little bit. You know, back when you were young, you was like, man, why we got to go to OTA, man? I wish I was home, man. And you sit on the couch for 4 months and it's like, man, I wish I was in OTA, man. You know, it's good dropping the kids off and it's good, you know, picking the kids up from school, but I want to go to work. I go to work and, you know, the Washington Redskins called me, you know, a month and a half ago and started talking and agreed to come here to Washington about a week and a day ago, and here I am. So excited to be here.
Von, welcome to D.C., man.
Thank you.
You've been intentional last few years about where you wanted to go and the places you wanted to go. What about this organization was compelling to you?
It was extremely intentional coming here. You just can't leave Josh Allen and go anywhere, man. You know, you just can't go from, you know, the AFC championship and just, you know, go anywhere. I feel, you know, whenever you get older too, losses, they like pile up. It seems like they just hit way harder than what they used to when you were young. And, you know, this team is all about winning. You know, I'm all about winning. Whatever it takes to win, I'm going to do. That's on and off the football field. It's nothing like winning. It's nothing like the locker room. It's nothing like, you know, coming in here and talking to you guys after a win. It's all good after a win. So that's why I'm here, is to win. And, you know, I understand that, you know, the goal is to win them all. But in reality, you know, we're going to have some struggles and going to have some adversity. That's all good, too, because, you know, sometimes, well, most of the time, adversity reveals character. And it's all good medicine at the end of the day. And it all just feed back into the main goal, and that's to win. So, this team is all about winning. I'm all about winning, and it was a good marriage.
What did you hear from AP and Dan specifically about how they plan to use you and what they want you to do?
They're going to let me rush. They're going to let me rush. That's what I do. You know, I can still roll out the bed, you know, at 36 years old with my house shoes on and still rush the passer. You know, there's other stuff that I got to work at to get better at, of course. But the main thing for me is rushing the passer. I can do that right when I wake up, fresh out of sleep. So, love rushing the passer. And then I'm a team guy, too. I'm a team guy through and through. Those are the two things that I, you know, I toot my horn on. It's nothing like being on a team with other guys. It's just like me going towards a common goal. I've been on a football team since I was in the fifth grade. So now we talking about, you know, 25 years, something like that, playing football. So I just know the dynamics of a locker room. I lead with love, and then you can start to demand and you know, kind of mold and talk to players and tell them what you see. But I lead with love with the coaching staff, too. I love the dynamics of a football team from, you know, the front office to the coaches, the strength and conditioning staff, the athletic training staff, analytics. Football is my life. I love everything about it. So having a new opportunity to come here and experience a whole nother football organization is pretty cool to me. And I accepted it. You know, I try not to get caught in comparisons. You know, I try not to compare teams to Denver or Buffalo or L.A. You know, this team is special in its own ways. And all four of those teams are special in their own ways. And I just try to embrace it and just take it all in. And so far, it's been good. You know, I like it here. The food is amazing. the food is definitely amazing. Right when I got here, I was just driving by stuff, and you know, my mouth was watering. I was like, "Dang, what's going on? You got Korean barbecue and steak houses, and they got everything." So that might be my biggest challenge while I'm here. I was just trying to stay away from all the food. You know, the food was good in Buffalo, but you know, options are just a little bit different up there. Here, they got, you know, a little bit of everything, and I like it. I like it.
Vaughn, welcome. If you like Korean, Annandale is the place
to go. cool.
Why did you and seemingly like a lot of other veteran players want to come here to play for Dan Quinn?
You know, it's crazy. I have felt like I've known Dan Quinn for so long, and I had met him for the first time about 2 months ago when I came here for a visit. It just all the players that I had played for, all the players that I had played with that had played for him, they just talked about him in a way that I felt like I knew him too. And all the coaches that had coached me, that had coached underneath him, they talked about him in a certain way where I felt like, you know, he had coached me before. So when I came here, it was weird because I felt like I hadn't known him before, but met him before, but I really haven't. So he's a player's coach. All the rumors about him are true. He's a great coach. He's a great man. I'm excited to play for him. You know, AP is great too. I had met AP in Denver. You know, he was part of the front office staff in Denver, but I had sat down and met with AP at the combine. I think it was 3 years ago. I was shadowing Brandon Bean, just trying to get the lay of the land on, you know, what it takes to become a general manager in this league, a front office exec. And I sat down with AP, and we talked about all type of stuff. This was when he was still in San Francisco, and then boom, you know, a couple of years later, he was here. So it was just a great, you know, merger all the way around, you know, coming here and playing for these guys. And, of course, they got, you know, Jaden Daniels. He's one of the, you know, best quarterbacks in the league already. Defense is really, really good too. So it was just, you know, everything just added up for me to be able to come here and do what I do.
And when you mentioned the idea of, like, you know, you can roll out of bed and rush the passer. When you, like, you know, are there certain checkpoints that you hit physically where you're like, yep, still got it. I'm still the same player I've always been.
I like to be optimistic about everything. You guys learned that. But when it comes to that, it's just something I've been doing my whole entire life. When I put the cleats on and I get in my stance, I could just feel it. You know, still quick off the ball. Still twitchy. Probably not as twitchy as I was before, like when I was 21 years old. That's just life. But I still got enough twitch to still go out here and, you know, do what I do and be effective in the game. And yeah, I still feel like I have something to give to the game, you know, on and off the football field. See, the trick is you don't want to get kicked out the league, but you don't want to leave too early either, though. So I'm still in between that sweet spot, and you know, I'm doing everything in my power to stay there. This is all I ever wanted to do my whole entire life is play football. So all those times where you get on your knees and pray, like, I hope I can get a scholarship to play football in college, and then you get to college, and then you pray before games, please let me play well so I can make it to the NFL. Then you make it to the NFL, and you're praying for championships and wins, and, you know, I still have that gift that God has given me, and I just don't want to give it away. But at the same time, you don't want to get kicked out, and you don't want to leave too early. So I'm in that sweet spot, and, you know, I'm going to try to stay here as long as I can.
Hi. Howdy.
How are you?
Long time no see.
Likewise. Bobby Wagner yesterday was talking a bit about the mental side of the game, and as he's gotten older, he's gotten obviously even better just from experience. How have you evolved just on the mental side that has helped you?
I think, you know, repetition is you know, the father of learning. You just see so many different things, and it's only, you know, football is only played in so many different ways. So once you experience, you know, so many different defenses, you play so many different offenses, go against so many different, you know, offensive linemen and schemes, you just start to learn and you're just able to pick up on it, you know, a little bit faster. And, you know, defense is, it's only so many ways, different ways that you can play defense. And it's all just, it all end up being the same thing. It's just different terminology. So the trick is just to learn the terminology so you can learn defense and learn how you fit. But the mental side for me is where I tend to spend most of my time. You know, I'm still sharp up there, still haven't lost any, you know, fast twitch or get off up there. And, you know, I like to spend, you know, a lot of time mentally, and especially with my mentality and mindset. Mindset is everything. I come to work, I'm ready to learn. I still feel like a rookie when I'm in there learning the guys. Like, it definitely feels like I'm a rookie again, going through new defenses and, you know, new players and new coaches, but I just embrace it. And, you know, it's a gift to be here. And, you know, I love to stay sharp mentally and just learn new defenses, and we got a good one here.
I'm working with Ryan Kerrigan, one of your draft classmates. What was that experience like?
You know, I had met with Ryan when I came here on my visit, and you know, it was weird. Me and Kerrigan, we trained together coming out for the combine. As you guys remember, you know, this the local press here. He was huge. Like, he was jacked. He probably got six more reps out of me just training with Ryan. He got six more reps out of the bench press with me, just training, being beside him. Like, he was so strong. And then you see him now, he's like, hey, who was this guy? You know? But it's definitely cool, man. You know, we came in together, we trained together, and now, you know, he's coaching me. So it is definitely a different dynamic. You know, I still, yes, sir, coach. How's it going, coach? But you know, we the same age, so it's all good, man. I got all the respect in the world for RK, man, and I'm excited to continue to work with him.
Hey, Von, I'd always heard, like, how much you love practicing, don't want to take any reps off. So as you've become more experienced, how have you...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Adapted to having these days off to stay sharp. Hard for you to accept that at all, like, to, as you got older.
I don't know. That information might not be true, because... I love a vet day.
Okay.
I love a vet day. Jeff, that's my guy. Back in Denver, yes, of course. But that was years ago. But as you get older, like, you know, you got to be based in reality too. And, you know, you can't just wear yourself down out there. You know, I try to push my ego and my pride to the side and just, you know, get away from comparisons and just run my own race. And, you know, back in the day, you want to just compete, but, you know, having a vet day is always good too, and to be able to rest and recover so you can be at your best while you're out there is amazing too. So yeah, Jeff, that was true, but it's a little bit dated. But you know, I love a good vet day though, for sure.
So what impact do you think you can have on others around you still at this point?
I think it's just based on the defensive side of the ball. Not only the defensive side of the ball, I played with some great quarterbacks too. I've been on some great teams. And I wouldn't say that I just got a magic formula. I've been on some great teams, played with some great quarterbacks, been around some great coaches. So I'm just able to pay all the information that I've learned from all of those guys forward. Whether that's Peyton Manning, Matthew Stafford, Josh Allen, and now Jaden Daniels, or you know, playing on a 2015 Denver Broncos defense or Los Angeles Rams defense or the great defenses that we played in Buffalo. It's just all information that I've been able to learn and experience that I'm just paying for it now. Been around a lot of great pass rushers from Aaron Donald, DeMarcus Ware, Elvis Dumervil, and they're all different and unique in their own different ways. So I'm able to just take whatever I saw from those guys and pay it forward to the young guys especially. I love being around the young guys. That's one of the things that really selfishly makes me feel good to be able to tell somebody some information that they wouldn't normally would have had before. And things that I tell them, I don't tell them what I was doing. I tell them what I should have been doing. And that could be, you know, just different dynamics on the football field or rushing or just, you know, coming to work, just your daily process at work. So I still love working with the young guys. And that's something that I'll be able to offer to this team.
Dan Gwynn talked about studying your film, but then also really watching you yesterday, how you still have that quick twitch explosion off the line. How much of that is God-given? How much of it is learned? And then how do you maintain that?
I think it's a little bit of both. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, God is so good. You know, he blessed me with this gift. It's still there. You know, I'm still doing the same thing that I've been doing, you know, my whole entire career, and it's still there. Is it as fast as it used to be? Probably not, but it's still effective. And, I just – all the biohacking stuff and cold tub, and I pretty much do everything in the training room to try to stay healthy. So, you know, I just try to stay on top of my game so I can play as long as possible.
Story behind 24?
So, 58 was taken, and then – 40 was taken too. I didn't want to be that guy to come in here and, you know, it's not that serious. I just want to win games. You know, I'll put on whatever number you want me to. Not whatever number, but, you know, it's some numbers that I wouldn't put on. But I just, 24, just it just spoke to me. I've only worn four numbers my whole entire career from Little League all the way up until now. And I wore 58 only in Denver. I wore 40 in L.A. and 40 in Buffalo. I wore 5 in junior high school, but obviously 5 is taken here. And I wore 24 for one game in college. I had one of my high school alumni, he had got injured. He was paralyzed from the neck down. His name was Corey Borner. And me and my teammate Cyrus Gray in Texas A&M, we both wore 24. That was his number that he wore in high school. So we both wore 24 for one game. And that was the only numbers I ever wore. And then Champ Bailey, he was here too, and he wore number 24 as well. So that number just spoke to me in so many different ways. And you can't forget the greatest 24 of them all, you know, Kobe Bryant, huge Kobe Bryant fan. So that number just spoke to me in so many different ways. And yeah, I just decided to wear it.
Yvonne, you said you enjoy playing with the younger guys. What about playing with an older guy who's also a big Kobe Bryant fan in Bobby Wagner?
Yeah. So, I've been knowing Bobby for a long time. You know, he's been a great player in the league for a long time. And, you know, success leaves clues. You know, you just watch the best in the league and study the best in the league. Even though we play different positions, you just study the best guys, you know, to try to pick up any clue that you can. So I've been knowing Bobby for a long time. We've crossed paths many times. He's stolen a lot of first team AP votes from me a lot of the time. So you just sit there and you watch and you see and you just observe, man. And you know, he's a great leader on and off the football field. You look at the championship, you know, team that he's been on,
and you study that team, and he was a huge part of that. You know, I was on the opposite side of that. You know, we were in Denver, and we had the best offense in the league, and they had the best defense in the league. And, you know, they say defense wins championships, and it was definitely true that day. And you study that film and you study that game to see what was going on, and Bobby Wagner was a huge part of that. And then you just sit back and observe all the things that he does off the field, too. It's definitely a amazing opportunity to be in the same locker room with Bobby and to be able to study some of the things that he does often on the football field to try to put into my game, into my life. He's an amazing guy, amazing human being. 35 years old, too, still doing it. And that's different than, you know, rushing the passer. I get in my stance and, you know, time to snap count and go and hit a couple of moves. Bobby's all over the field, still one of the best open field tacklers in the NFL. He's able to, you know, lead and guide so many different, you know, positions and put the guys in one uniform call, man. He's a great leader of men, and, you know, to be in the same locker room and the same team with him, and he's still doing it at 35 years old, man, is definitely a treat for me, for sure.
Your sack numbers and some other numbers last year weren't like the league leaders, but from an efficiency standpoint, you were right there with those guys. How have you learned over time to maximize your opportunities, your snaps, to still be a pretty effective pass rusher at this deep in your career?
I mean, I would still like to play, you know, but whatever role is given to me, I just got to take advantage of that. And in Buffalo, it was a learning curve at first, because, you know, throughout my whole career, I was used to playing the whole game and to be able to set up certain moves or to be able to capitalize in certain situations of the game, whether that's second half, end of the game, first quarter, third quarter, to really just feel the game and, you know, really just feel that offensive lineman to see what he does best and see what he doesn't do best. And, my position now is like when I come off the bench, I get in the game and I got to shoot the three right now. I'm coming off the bench and I'm dribbling and I'm shooting the three right now. I'm not passing the ball, not none of that. I'm getting the ball and I'm shooting the three right now. I'm not running no plays. Like, give me the ball right now. I'm shooting it until they pull me back out. And then I sit on the bench for a little bit and I come off the bench and I shoot the three. So at first it was a learning process, in Buffalo. But I started to just figure it out. And just when I get in there, I gotta do it right now. I don't have, you know, multiple reps to be able to set it up and figure this out and, you know, make mistakes here and learn from. When I get in the game, I'm shooting the three right now.
Throughout your career, you've been also a big play guy. Dan Quinn and Joe Witt have talked more and more how they want to create more turnovers. What was that part of their pitch to you? And how do you accomplish that for this team? Like the fumble recovery in the playoff game against the Ravens, all those things you've done throughout your career. How can you get that done for Washington where they've needed those closeout defensive plays?
Well, I mean, the biggest play, in my opinion, in football is sack, force fumble, fumble recovery, touchdown. I haven't been able to get there yet, but I have opportunities to do it. If I can just do my job, you know, I'll be able to impact the game. The quarterback is the most important position in probably all the sports. He's the head of the snake. So if I can just do my job, I have shots to be able to impact the game. You know, they're also the worst ball handlers in sports too. So if I could just get there and I can just get a hand on the ball and be able to, you know, create strip sacks and fumbles, that'll be my way to be able to, you know, impact the game and help us win football games. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
That was Von Miller talking.
Dude, been around a while, brother.
Yeah, man. It's pretty cool to get to talk to a dude like Von Miller and just understand everything he has accomplished. What a incredible, incredible player and person. And I mean, B, just all of that I thought was really, really neat and really, really cool. What did you think? What stood out to you? We're going to get to that when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.